I'm not sure how many people have noticed this, but it's an incredible thing. The first pasuk that we sing on Seder night as Hallel is a song about slavery. We divide Hallel up into two sections. The first two chapters are read, recited, sung at the end of Maggid. And the rest of it comes after benching Hallel. It's a divided Hallel, which essentially extends through so much of the Seder. What do we sing about? Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. Hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem. Hallelujah. Give praise, you slaves. Give praise, you servants of Hashem. Praise the name of Hashem. The first thing we sing about, the first thing we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for on Leil HaSeder is slavery. Being an Eved Hashem. We didn't go from slavery to freedom. We went from slavery to slavery. And perhaps it's even true that we had to learn how to be an Eved in Mitzrayim, to learn how Tavdu Nesar Elokim al Har Hazeh. The goal was to learn how to serve Hashem properly, wholeheartedly, with total devotion. There's just one difference. A world of difference between being a slave to power and being a slave to Hashem. Is there is none as free as one who is a slave to the truth. Or as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Ein lecha ben charin ele misha isek b'Torah. And therefore, only after our liberation from Paro's bondage, from the slavery of Mitzrayim, could we be servants of Hashem. Because we owe no allegiance to anyone else. There's none as free as he who is a slave to the truth. What an incredible thing to sing about. To be an Oved Hashem. Hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem. Sforno explains when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrought his miracles in Mitzrayim. The entire world was aware of it and sang his praises. But the most intense recognition of Hashem took place amongst the idol worshippers, the pagans of Egypt. Initially, they ignore Hashem, they deny his power. But then the pasuk tells us, Shoshabim Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. The Egyptians, V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. The Egyptians will know that I'm Hashem. And therefore, as a result of that awareness of God that comes through the Makos, we can then say, Yehi Shei Hashem Avayrach Ma'atah Vad Olam. In this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name appears as Yud-Kei, because it's partially concealed. But Ma'atah Vad Olam, from that time and on, from the time of miraculous revelation, there's more and more blessings added to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. He reveals more and more of his power. Finally, when the measure of blessing is true, the Hashem's name will be complete, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And it will appear. Yishem Hashem Avayrach. Hashem, in terms of his interaction with the entire world, it's going to be full and complete. From the time the sun rises till it sets, Hashem's name is praised. The sun rises, the good times, the rising expectations, the sunset is of course decline. Klal Yisrael and every individual member of Klal Yisrael have to go those two aspects during their lives. But it doesn't matter. Whatever we undergo, we say Mahulal Shem Hashem. Hashem's name is always praised no matter what happens to us. The Egypt experience enabled us to have a sense of resilience, of steadfastness, that no matter what life throws our way, no matter what Hashgacha Kadosh Baruch Hu places in our lives, Yehi Shem Hashem Mavayrach Ma'atah V'adaylam Memizrach Shem Eshan Mavah Mehun Al Shem Hashem. Incredible thing. Ironclad consistency. Maybe that's how Eov can say Hashem Nosam Hashem Lakach Hashem gave Hashem took Yishem Hashem Avayrach. May Hashem's name be blessed through thick and thin. That's real Emunah. That's what we're trying to achieve on Seder night.